You're tuned in to the Health After 30 podcast. And if you feel a little bit stuck in life or like things aren't going the way you want them to, then get ready because this episode is packed with actionable tips and strategies to help you get out of that funk and tap into your life's full potential. Hey, I'm Alana Bonneman, naturopath and holistic nutritionist. This podcast is dedicated to reclaiming your health by harnessing yourself as your biggest asset. Get ready because this is where we stand up for your body's ability to heal, go against outdated norms, and say yes to change, creating true and lasting success all from the inside out. Thank you so much for being here. This is the Health After 30 podcast, and let's get started. Today I'm joined with Hedy Scheffer, and we're talking about awakening your inner power, something that we all have, to help us reclaim the life that we want to be living. Hedy is a work-life innovation expert, quantum coach, speaker, author, and just an all-round lover of life. And you really feel this in her energy. She's kind of cracked the code on how to get out of that funk and to feel good in life. She walks us through her three-step approach on how to do this. And she's dedicated to helping people tap into that full potential to help them have a fulfilling life. And when this comes to holistic health, I feel like it really helps us improve our mental well-being. So often we get caught in traps and our mental health takes a decline because we're not aligned with what we want to be doing. So when we can start to kind of reclaim how we want our life to be, then this lightens up everything else in life. And what's the most beautiful thing about this is when you can feel this way, you not only improve your quality of life, but you start to have a ripple effect on those around you, in the work that you do, in the relationships that you have. And this, in essence, starts to make a ripple effect in how you can change the world. So I love this topic so much, and I'm so grateful that Hedy can be here and kind of walk us through how to do it, because it's not always easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. If you're able to take anything away from it, I consider this a win. Feel free to leave a review or a rating or subscribe, because then this shows that people are interested in the show and that we are able to have better guests and help to create a more fulfilling life for more people through our health, our mental health, our nutritional health, the way in which we move, the way in which we live. This is the whole entire basis of this podcast, is to help create that change. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Alana Bonneman, and let's get into today's episode. From your experience, what does awakening your full potential mean for you?
Very great question. It's really going back to your truth of who you are and what you bring to this world. You know, we grow up and we're so programmed to function, to put ourselves into boxes, to meet expectations that are coming from the outside, but really going within and asking ourselves, not what am I good at, but who am I? And therefore, what can I bring to this world that is natural, that is truthful, that is authentic? All these big buzzwords, because you're not losing energy at the end of the day. If you're just being yourself and creating a life and maybe even a business, a job that is absolutely aligned with that truth, you're not wearing masks. And that means you don't lose energy. I've been on the very opposite end of that. So I've been a high performer, you know, not feeling good enough at all, never ever in my life, until the point where I really healed and got clear of what is my purpose, what are my values, what are my visions, who do I want to be for myself, for my daughter that was just born back in the day, 6 years ago, as a mom, but also as a partner, as a friend, as a person in life. You know, there's so many regrets at the end of our lives. We know this from research. So why not stop and listen and create from there?
Yeah. When you say all these things, like, I feel it in my bones. Like, I'm like, I want that as well. I feel that there's so much noise that's around us, that we see other people doing things and we get confused that maybe we want that and we try to do that, although it's not feeling aligned with us. But how do you do that? How does one even start to kind of go there? Mm. Or perhaps let's start with, what are some of the self-limiting beliefs that we have of getting there?
so many good questions. I'm coming from innovation background. Innovation is, you know, you have a problem and you turn it into solution. You stated a problem that is already your solution. If there's so much noise, cut the noise. If there's so much distraction out there telling you what to do or you don't feel aligned, cut it. Allow yourself. So this is the first thing, and this comes back to your limiting beliefs. And in my courses, I often have these limiting beliefs when they get clear on their values and their visions, and they're like, wow, I created a life completely opposite to what is aligned with myself. So what is the limiting belief there? We have the results. So we ask ourselves, what is the limiting belief? I'm not worthy enough. Life is hard. I have to struggle to prove myself. Otherwise, I won't get attention. So these are very strong limiting beliefs that don't come out of nothing. They're deeply rooted in ourselves, especially women, and especially coming from early childhood. 95% bummer is unconscious. So getting very conscious about these limitations that are only within ourselves. There's just this differentiation between successful and unsuccessful people or struggling people. The successful, they just get rid of all of these limitations, inner limitations, because then you just move ahead and you see hurdles as challenges and you just go with the flow. And they're not smarter. So really becoming aware, first and foremost, allowing yourself that, yes, you can have a very wonderful life that you desire and deserve. Because when it's calling you, it's almost there already. Yes, it's work, it's messy, but there's a reason for it. And allowing that to really hit you and you're like, okay, now let's get going. Cut the noise and get inside here.
Yes, I think that's when we quiet ourselves down. This is perhaps the importance of meditation, you know, or something like this. This is when we start to connect or to reconnect. And I think this is a very large thing that we are trying to do now because so many of us are disconnected. I mean, I work a lot with nutrition, just food and how to nourish ourselves. These limiting beliefs, they pop up in everywhere. Perhaps not even, I mean, yes, like I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, I don't deserve, or whatever we tell ourselves. These are in all aspects of our life. So I guess, how do we, you know, when we want to make this transition, because I think everyone wants to get energy from giving energy and not just feel drained all the time.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of, you know, a symptom I see all the time, I've got no energy. I'm tired. And then that links in with certain habits that we do, you know, on social media, comes in depression with all of it. You know, life kind of gravitates us towards a certain area. So when we start to make this shift, when we start to kind of turn, what type of, I want to say practice do we need to bring in? Because it is a practice, right?
Absolutely.
It's not just the decision's like the first step of a very long journey.
The decision comes first, right? Yeah.
And then, you know, and often it's like decision, great, I've made it. And then life happens. Mm-hmm. That's something that's really stressful. Mm-hmm. Job, kids, breakup, work, what world happening. And then you kind of get thrown back into the old habits that we had. So from the decision, because I'm on board, I want this, like this sounds beautiful, let me walk into this area. How does one create that life then? How do we bring that into our day to day?
Okay, 3 C's first and foremost. So first and foremost, clarity.
Yeah, love this.
Clarity is, because if you don't know where to go, how are you supposed to move? Most people know what they want to move out of, but not towards. And you need a fixed star in order to get going, because yes, you've made the decision. And as you said, now life's happening. And now be very careful, because oftentimes this is wishful thinking, right? Mm-hmm. Is it a wish or are you really up for it? Are you all in? And here's the differentiation where we have to take a switch from learned victim mode to the creator mode. And that comes, so the creation is part three, but the middle part is the cleansing part. Cleansing from self-sabotage, limitations, dysfunctional patterns that are not useful at all, to even generational trauma. Energy, old baggage, blocks, let's just call them blocks, cleansing from blocks that are blocking you along the way. And that is a process, right? Clarity is a process, because we're not going in there, okay, now an hour, and then I'm coming up with, you know, a life plan. That's how we are trained, right? Because dopamine all around us, we have apps. But if you're programmed for, like I was, 35 years, 36 years, you're like, it's scary, first and foremost. Cutting through the fear and really making the choice every single day to create clarity on your purpose, vision, and values is huge. Then, as you said, okay, little tiny actions can take place any day. Morning ritual, evening ritual, love it, because they put you in a different state, already in the state of creation versus the victim mentality. If I would, you know, get up in the morning and the first thing I would do is check my phone and get the bad news, get somebody, you know, want something from me I don't have at this moment, stress level, cortisol, adrenaline, stuff you don't want if you're wanting to be in a creator mode, because the creator mode is very calm. It's very peaceful. It's very connected. I was very addicted to stress. I was very, very addicted to overworking and to shopping. Not a good combination. You could do that any day, any time of the day, filling my day up. That was my nervous system. And my nervous system was trained that way, and it was an addiction, so I wouldn't feel myself. I was addicted to work 6 times of the week, traveling across the globe, because I was addicted, not because I was doing so well. Very big differentiation. The first thing is really to do an inventory. What serves me and my energy, and what doesn't? Can I cut it out? Like the phone in the morning, like adding 3 minutes, 5 minutes of meditation in the evening, and 2 hours before bed, just cutting the whole damn devices in any way. Also, I mean, now it's really pretty natural. You have to train it, as you said, but hydration in the morning, fresh air in the morning, breathing, and breath means that when I'm breathing heavily, then the information to my body is stress. If I reverse it and you just use the tool of breath, which is just a tool, and, you know, calm, 3, 9, 18 deep breaths, this already gives a different information to my brain and nervous system that it's all fine and it's priming over time. If we're not satisfied with the neural pathways, with our survival mode that we're in, we need to get down to creating the thriving mode and create new neural pathways. And one thing, for instance, is also just to get up to the bathroom and brush your teeth with the non-dominant hand in order to create new neural pathways.
Yeah.
Tell yourself in the mirror, I love you. I'm good enough. I'm worthy enough. And just feel also what comes up. Because this is just the emotion that is not aligned with this new version that you're telling yourself to be. It's identity work. It's identity switching. So please don't put anything under the rug, because that's gold. If this energy just leaves you, it's gone. And then it's really like this cleansing part is like, I always compare it to onion work, because, you know, it's layer by layer. And then you get more and more to the gold. And it's not that, you know, that there are no bad days anymore, but you can switch. You're in charge.
You have the choice.
You have the choice, and you have the ability and the training to get in there more and more and more quickly.
Yeah, you make that really simple. And I think for a lot of women, if you're at a point where you're not perhaps happy or satisfied or feeling that you have your full potential in life, we've been doing things which have led us to where we are. And I think sometimes it has to get messy. You feel like you have to get stuck. I often say, like, it's darkest before dawn. You know, like, these dark times are usually when you get a bit of a wake-up call and you start to look for these things. And I think you have really nice anchors: clarity, cleansing, creativity, because it is a step-by-step process. And you can't, when you try to do it all at once on Monday for 1 hour, as you said, it doesn't work. And that we keep doing and keep reinforcing as well, I think. But just hearing you talk about some things that you can do, you know, carving out, because I think we're all busy. We all have our routines. We're all doing things anyway. We're all brushing our teeth. why not bring in these habits where we can kind of start to trick ourselves and rewire these pathways? I think this is such important work. I actually do this with nutrition as well. And it's just, you see that this, it's like the small stuff, which doesn't seem obvious, this habit change and the continual change, make it long-term and make it sustainable.
Absolutely. And you're doing your hygiene, right? And mental hygiene is one of the most important things in life. No wonder. I mean, if I wouldn't shower for 3, 5, 6 days, I stink. Your brain is crying for help and for some cleansing. And we're just not trained to do that. We're just not, you know, this mental hygiene is just never really taught. And that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Yeah. Something that I need and would help me a lot. I'm coming from a psychology family, right? Where you talk about things a lot and you turn around the problem a lot. Now, I'm a design thinker. I love solutions and I love them effectively and fast. So I went into psychotherapy for many years and I circled. And I was like, there has to be another way. I don't know how. I don't know where, because I've been living in this bubble that is just not working for me. And so that means there are solutions out there that fit you. So I was really on a quest. I wrote this down on a post-it, effective tools that cleanse me from this burden. I don't want to live with this anymore. And I don't want to give it to my daughter. Zero. Like, cycle breaking now. Cool. These things come into your life because now your brain is like a Google machine. Right. If you're pregnant, now all of a sudden you see pregnant women, your brain is filtering. And now you get all these information, you see the information and you follow the breadcrumbs. This clarity work, this cleansing work, breadcrumb work, and also going through the mess. But, and this is a quote from a client of mine, with the best rubber boots on. So allow yourself to have the best support, the best, you know, surrounding and say no. Inventory means also cutting everything that's not working out of your life. And this is already a big chunk where you gain energy. This is basically something that doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to do something in the morning extra, extra. Cut it out. Cut it out. And boundaries is the biggest principle of self-love. Yeah. Saying no is a full sentence. You don't have to explain yourself. No is a full sentence. And that brings a lot of energy back into your life. And then people are saying, yeah, but I can't. Are you sure? Have you tried it? And what do you prioritize?
What are they going to, you know, all of these things then start to come in. Because I mean, myself, guilty of this, people pleaser as I was a child, you know, just always wanting to give and give and then feeling a bit resentful, feeling a bit annoyed that I didn't have my own boundaries. I know this firsthand. So when you're saying like, just say no, I'm like, yes, you need to do that more.
Yeah. And that comes back to the self-love exercise, looking in the mirror and practicing self-love, because nobody else is going to give it, you know, the past is past, but don't cheat on your future with your past, because that's on you, right? And give yourself what you need and needed, what your inner child needed and needs the most. Don't wait for anybody to give it to you and it might never occur. Be your own master, your own mother, your own father. You can create that safety.
Yeah. I want to bring in a topic. When you speak about this, it reminds me of forgiveness. I read somewhere that forgiveness, being able to forgive, there was a statistic, and I'm going to say this completely wrong, but it was something like the whole healing process of whether we are healing ailments, disease, mental health, whatever it is, the ability to forgive is what is going to enhance our quality of life and the way in which we heal. What are your thoughts on that?
The forgiveness exercise, I think the most on my YouTube channel is, I think, number two or number one. I'm not sure at this point. It's so relevant. It frees you. Again, we are all very different people and we're at very different stages and it's like onion work. Forgiveness is one way of freeing yourself and getting more lighter. And forgiveness, what it does, it just erases old energy. And forgiving yourself first and foremost. And it helps you feel the trapped emotions. So there's a saying, feel it to heal it. And that's true. I went to a coach just to cry. She made me cry and get to these emotions that were hidden, breathe, sip water, and it was gone. Because I was just getting rid of all these layers that were, it's like glue. It's stuck within. Don't cry. Hold it in. And there was so much grief that looks like anger, can really turn into anger. And I was so angry at myself and I didn't want to feel that way, but I couldn't handle the emotions. Forgiveness is a trigger as well, in a good way, that triggers your emotions that are hidden. Forgive yourself. Forgive your parents. But only if it feels right, right? So we can't force healing at all. Also, it turns into acceptance and integrating these pains. And so they're not burdens anymore. They're just part of you, but they're part of the past as well, because now you don't carry it anymore. It's just, it dissolved. The forgiveness, I mean, it doesn't matter how you do it. I think the Ho'oponopono, which I absolutely love. There are a couple of components to it, and one is love. I love you. Whoever you talk to, if it's you or if it's your parents, caretaker, whatever, love has a very high frequency. Everything is frequency. Pain has a very low frequency. So Martin Luther King knew this. John Lennon knew this. Gandhi knew this. Love is a frequency that can transmute very dark energies. And even though you're not really feeling it at the very beginning, you will probably feel it as you allow yourself to feel it and as you practice this. And then you transmute these old energies and yeah, they're gone.
The energetic process, I think when we think about our full potential, this, you know, you're talking about letting go of old energy and introducing a new energy. Your 3C method, I think that is a way of having practice of bringing a new way of energy in, because there's some energy that I guess lifts up and there's some energy that brings down. What's your thought on energy and how we kind of go throughout the day when we're thinking of like spirit and energy and connection with people and ourselves? So how do we elevate ourselves again? Because that can be really difficult on an energetic level.
It's also just training. Energy is everywhere. So I think before we go into the how, let's talk about quickly what is energy. Energy is everywhere. Only 4.6, some say 8, on this planet is matter. And even matter has energy. That's the crazy part. Right? Everything you consume, everything you surround yourself with vibrates at a different energy. So I like to go to the beach because ocean have a very high energy. The sun, I love the sun, and because it's pure energy. So we have to be first and foremost very aware and mindful and choose what kind of energy we want to surround ourselves with. Yes, traffic. Very great example. Am I reacting or am I not reacting? And that's the difference. Am I focusing on what is bad or on the good? So that is a very, you know, that's why there's so much on happiness research, optimistic research, positive thinking research. There's a bad apple experiment that states that when you surround yourself with negative people, your energy goes down in such an incredible speed that we just have to be first and foremost aware of it and not feed into it. And that's the big thing. Opting out of it is a big part of this mental hygiene. And one way to refocus is to focus on gratitude and what is good in this very moment. Gratitude has a very high energy and frequency. And even, you know, in clinical research, there is so much done on journaling gratitude, people who are very, very ill. And the results are incredible. I'm not a statistic brain. That's why I can't remember all of these stats, but it's incredible. And I just felt it. And I know it's real. And my clients do too. So that is gratitude journaling, and especially reminding yourself in that very moment when shit's, you know, hitting the fan.
The fan.
And you're like, okay, opting out.
three things I'm grateful for, and breathing it. And that way you are rewiring, because what fires wires. If we're firing into the shit show, excuse my language, where energy goes, energy grows. And it becomes more and more and more of. So you can also, you know, turn the little wheel that you're in, you know, you're in the car seat. Life's not driving you. You are driving it. And reminding yourself, okay, no, I'm not in victim mode. I'm actually in creative. What are three things I'm grateful for? And what is actually pretty good in my life at this moment? Breathing. And then just, you know, smiling at traffic. These are things that you can do on a daily basis, apart from breath work, apart from meditation, which is tuning into yourself, apart from doing things that really, that you really love, like doing childish things. As a child, I remember it was so much fun, and I love it. In the evening, it just calms me down. I create a pattern that works, you know, it's very straightforward, still very strategic, you know, connecting the dots in a way.
Yeah.
And it just feeds my brain in my nervous system in a very functional way.
Yes. I think this is the thing is, we know what makes us feel good. Like, we know that there's things that make us feel not so good. And there are definitely things that make us feel good. The choice to go for those things feels sometimes difficult, I think, on the day-to-day, because we allow, I guess, the stress, the overwhelm, the mental to-do list, the sleep deprivation to kind of take over us, or whatever it is that we're experiencing. But I think in essence, like, we know what feels good as a human being, and then as individuals and as women who are, you know, busy, we know what feels good. And I think allowing ourselves to go there, that's what you're really bringing home, creating those habits, creating those practices, and allowing ourselves to have the choice to go there and, I guess, elevate our vibration. And I think that's amazing work. Like, I think this is so fundamental to our overall health.
Absolutely.
I often say there's like three bubbles, you know, I talk about nutrition and movement a lot, but this whole mental health aspect, we talk about mental health. It's a massive topic, you know. Also, when it's Mental Health Week, I feel like all the startups in Berlin are doing all this mental health awareness, and it's becoming a very vogue topic. But I think if we strip it back to allowing ourselves to live our potential, then maybe you can explain it in your words. How does mental health and fulfilling our full potential, how does this balance each other out?
Well, that's the balance for me. Like, it's the essence. I was very depressed, and now I'm not. So what's the difference? I'm living my potential. You know, there is a saying that depression is actually deep rest from the role that you're playing. Like, your body is saying, screw you. Like, you're just doing something that is completely not you. And then, yes, you know, we're so, and I come from the innovation background. I did this all the time. We have all these tools and all these practices and all these doing that just adds up more doing, right? Because we're just so addicted to it, and we're just so used to it. But now this falls onto, it's like farming, right? You have a land, and then you have all these tools, and that's actually just the fertilizer. But if the fertilizer is coming on, you know, pouring on concrete, what does it do? The next rain comes and it's gone. We have to start at the foundation. We always talk, you know, I was always talking about, you know, innovation, transformation, but you have to become the innovator, and then it's natural. It is natural, and everything else is just the fertilizer that helps you grow faster, be more energetic. If I think one thought, which is, I can't do it, I won't do it. And so I'm back to zero. So that's why mentality is your brain, you know, or your subconscious belief, your trauma, whatever you have in your backpack. Is it leading your way? Is it leading your life? Or are you leading your life? And that's the big difference in, you know, flowing through it and thriving versus what we're so used to. Surviving, and also probably our surrounding, because when I started off with this work, I really had to look for mentors outside of my surrounding, because you create the surrounding that is very similar to you, that really helped me to have a role model from Olympics, for instance. If we know we can beat this track, like running track, in under 10 seconds, then we believe it's possible. So find people who have done it and invite this energy into your life in order to accelerate and to believe, yeah, it's possible. If you can't make this belief up, because there are many, also, you know, many self-made people I've met here. I didn't know anybody and I was like, but I'm going to be the first. And so that's what you also have to tell yourself. You are the pioneer that people are waiting for, that other people are waiting for.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. I really like what you talked about with seeing other people being able to do it, like a running race. There was, or even like women not being able to run in a marathon, something like this, until someone did it. And then it became a thing. If we don't have these role models, then we also need to become that role model. And I guess where you can surround yourself with people that inspire you, people that are doing it.
Yeah.
Because that is what keeps that momentum going. But I think your work in the space of innovation and entrepreneurship, but also just womanhood, because it's such a time now where women are stepping up and being able to have their own space. I think your work is really important now more than ever. And being that role model, especially yourself as a mother, doing this as well, because you have that extra load of also kind of carrying a small child and doing it too. It's hard. It's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not perfect, right? That's also, we think we have to be perfect. This is so much. I mean, women or children were not supposed to be born in this kind of environment. They had a village to grow up in. And so in order for us to change this, we have to change our confidence that we're doing a great job getting through the day. And as you said before, like becoming the role model that we didn't have is sending the energy out no matter what, is a very big part. Like, for instance, I was not growing up in a very, you know, supporting environment, especially around women. So I realized, and I was very sad about that, because I think especially as women, there is this ingrained sisterhood to support each other. And that has been broken at some point. I don't know why, I don't know how, I don't care. And just going onto LinkedIn and supporting other women in their successes became a big project. And now it comes back. Like energy, I didn't do it because I wanted to come back, but I feel what you bring out, it, you know, it's all just resonating, the energy. It's the law of the universe, the law of resonance. So really becoming clear of what you're missing and becoming that missing piece in our society as a woman, as a mother, is to me, because you have all of these channels and this natural empathy, and you've created a human being. You are a natural creator. That is, to me, like maybe the pivoting point for our whole world.
Yeah, really nicely in the earlier on as well. Like, it's a massive effort, and to be able to kind of stand up and do it, follow, you know, how you feel, become clear. I think this is also comes back to your three C's, the clarity as well. Am I up for this? Am I truly up for this? Because I think when the answer to that is yes, then you kind of have an unshakable confidence to you. And of course, you know, we're cyclical creatures. Sometimes in the month, we're not going to feel like it, but the drive that stays, and then that reinforces that you get, I think, from the actions that you start to take, can feed into you showing up time and time again.
Yeah. And remember who you are. It's really not something that is, you know, detective work outside. It's all in here. And if you're a mother, man, you created something. You have fed 9 months, something you didn't even see yet. And this is also something, you know, you have all these principles. We just have to really remember who you are and be proud of yourself. And yes, don't second guess. If you're up for it, you're up for it. If you're listening until here, man, you're up for it.
Yeah. I think women, I guess I, men as well, but I want to concentrate more on women. We are, whether we're mothers or not, actually, I feel like we're born creators and we're born to thrive. This is the thing, not just survive. You also said it really nicely, not survive. We want to thrive in life and aligning ourselves with our full potential. If there are some take homes, what are your top three things? If someone's like, great, I'm ready, like this is it, and I am worthy of going forward and making a full potential with the life that I have, what are the three things that they can start today, you know, if they're finishing listening to this episode, that they can actively start doing?
Okay, ask yourself, who am I? What are my strengths, my passions, and how can I put them into action already today? I don't have to quit my job yet, but how can I reinforce that into my life to regain energy? Number two is the entire cleansing stage, which is first and foremost, start small. Cut off what is not serving you. Cut off the phone in the morning if it distracts you. Things that are really taking your energy and that where you don't get anything. Mothers, especially in courses, they're like, I don't have time. Well, if you really... That's another exercise. Look at your day, like observe yourself in a day, observe what is serving me, what is not serving me energetically, and how I spend time just, you know, spending it, but not really valuing it, cut it off. And clarity cleansing in that way, start with the love part, which is an incredible energy if we really... tuning into it and not, you know, cutting off the idea of love in movies, but it's actually a really powerful force if we're connecting to ourselves and into that love energy. So practice self-love, which is an action, which is a practice. So one thing is really looking yourself into the mirror and telling yourself, I love you for two minutes, and everything that comes up, cleanse it. And then take action. Because nothing is worth if a vision is just a vision, but really taking action. That can be really, what can I do today to reinforce my power? What can I cut off today for good? Because again, always a full sentence.
Oh, I really like this. I like it. I think because perhaps right now it's apparent in my life and to have these practices. And it's nice to hear from you that it's like, it is a practice that you have to take action on.
Yeah.
I think so often we're used to this really instant gratification. It's like, if I do something, then I get the feedback from it. But sometimes it takes time.
Yes. And also be aware of there are a lot of people out there, and I fell into the trap as well. And this is not right or wrong. You know, this is just how it is. This is how the world is primed. That make a lot of money. So this is work, and this is hero and shearer's work. You're a hero and a shearer if you're doing this work, because you're not just doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the entire surrounding, especially if you have children, especially if you have a team, because again, bad apple experiment. If you surround yourself with negative people, it snowballs. The same thing, energy is contagious with positive energy, and you will make a ripple effect. And so you are already a hero and a shearer if you're doing this massive work, and I applaud you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's so empowering, because it's like, make that decision, make that active choice, you know, click that switch, and then it's so nice. Oh, Heather, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know, when I first started this podcast, improving quality of life, health was the goal, because then if you're feeling well, like you have the energy to be able to say no to the phone, have these morning habits, have the ability. And when you have that ability, like that's where you start changing the world. Yeah. So I love what you do. I really tip my hat off to you, and I absolutely stand behind you 100%. If people want to find you more, you're on YouTube. I know you have books. I'll put some of the links down below, but where is one of the main hotspots that you hang out, where people can find you?
You get glimpses on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Facebook, on my website, HeidiSchaefer.com. calm.
Yeah, wonderful. Hedy, thank you so much for joining. Thanks so much for being here. You could have been listening to anything, but you're here interested in reclaiming your health. I hope you found the episode useful and constructive. If you enjoyed it and would like to show support for the show, please leave a review, as this makes my content more discoverable for other people to enjoy and learn from. Please also consider subscribing to the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you enjoy listening. Finally, the best way to show support for the show is by sharing it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Thanks for listening. Be well, and I'll catch you next time.